I think one of the greatest things that we can teach ourselves is learning how to overcome our emotional states. Now, when there's an event in our lives, when we have an experience, and there's an emotional reaction that's created from that experience, the more we are altered inside of us because of some event outside of us, when there's a change in our chemical continuity, our normal feelings inside of us, the threshold or the quotient of change in our emotional state causes us to pay attention to whatever causes it. And the brain freezes a frame and takes a snapshot, and that's called the long-term memory. So what most people don't know is that every time they think about that event, they're producing the same chemistry in their brain and body as if the event was occurring. So as they review the event 50 to 100 times a day, the thought and the feeling, the memory, the emotion, the stimulus and response, they're conditioning their body to subconsciously memorize that emotion. So then, if we don't know how to control our emotional reactions after a strong event that produces a strong emotion, and we allow those chemicals to linger, there's a period of change in chemicals called the refractory period. And we allow those chemicals to linger, say for hours or days. That's called a mood. So do you say to your friend, "What's wrong with you?" And they say, "I'm in a bad mood." And you say, "Why are you in a bad mood?" And they'll say, "Well, I had this thing happen to me 5 days ago, and I'm memorizing my emotional reaction, one long emotional reaction from some event." If they keep that same refractory period going on for weeks or months, that's called a temperament. So you may say to your friend, "Why are you so angry?" And they'll say, "I'm angry because of this event that happened to me 6 months ago." One long emotional reaction, memorizing their emotional state. And if those emotions drive certain thoughts, they're in that state of being. And if we keep that refractory period going on for years on end, that's called the personality trait. And most people's personalities are created from the past. So then, when we react and we're altered from some event in our lives, there's always a gap between the way things appear and the way things really are. In other words, we're altered in some way, and so is our perception. And if we act or react during that time, we'll always say the same thing. "I should have never said that. I should have never done that. I should have never sent that email. I should have never thought that." Because we're altered by those chemicals. Learning how to shorten the refractory period of your emotional reactions is called emotional intelligence. And if there's one thing that we can teach people to do better, is to learn how to overcome those emotions that keep them connected to the past. And they begin to contribute to the culture, to the organization, to their team, because they're not living in the past or trying to see a future through the lens of the past. If we could get an entire culture to learn how to overcome their emotions and practice the skills of shortening their emotional reactions, there'll be better teamwork, better collaboration, better creativity, better communication. People will begin to support one another, empathize with one another, and begin to work better as a collective.